Can you believe they have another Worms game come out today? That's so make me say, hey, I'm gonna get the pipe to the head like, hey, coming down, I got a potent ass purple spike. Hey. I hit the boulevard red with my tight knife. Hey. I hit the boulevard man and I'm out of sight. Hey. I'm a triple gallon to the whole head like, hey, sipping potent ass drink, I ain't scared like.
Sorry.
I like that. I thought that was gonna be the intro.
Oh, we can make that the intro.
Okay, make it the intro.
You tell me when to go.
Go.
And go.
Yep. Coming down, got a potent ass purple spike. I hit the boulevard red with my tight knife. I hit the boulevard then and I'm out of sight. I'm a triple gallon to the whole head like, sipping potent ass drink, I ain't scared like, many hate ass niggas, they be dead like, old coming down drink out of spread like, coming down beat for my Texas, both squats flexes, front of car Lexus, man, let me wreck it. It's that Motorola, size of money bowler. Man, I told the bowler, AK.
Somebody make him stop. Make him stop.
Make him stop.
All right. And welcome, everyone, to the PlayStation Show. Wait, what? No. The TBS NFL update. The TBS NFL update. Week 5 update. Week 5 update. And I'm here, EDD999, as always. And with me this week, I feel like I just did all this, Franchise 254. Is here.
Yo.
Pantera Down 2 is back.
Hello.
For a while, but back again. Born 34 is Born 34 is here.
Hey.
And John_McLean. Pantera. Boo.
Supposed to boo him.
Well, you're supposed to get some paybacks there. Alright, let's talk about
Campbell.
Well, let's start off with
the Michigan report.
Yeah, the Michigan report. What, here's my problem, okay? Here's my problem. And I don't want to be a naysayer on my own team, but this is what real fans do, okay? This is what real fans do. We are a part of this. We have the ups and downs. We go with the, I'm not going to be a Michigan homer here, okay? And I was really disappointed when Denard Robinson had 250 yards. Not in the air, okay? Not in the air. On the ground. They won. They killed Purdue. No contest. They destroyed them. But your quarterback has 250 yards on the ground. I can't celebrate that.
He sounds like a poor man's Cam Newton.
I can't celebrate that. It just drives me crazy.
He wants to be like RG3.
No. He doesn't want to be overrated.
He already is.
No, he's not.
He's the most overrated quarterback in the NCAA.
I think he's misunderstood.
He's an over-glorified wide receiver with a good hand to get off.
The Michigan team is misunderstood. They play pretty good football. Like, as a football team, they play pretty good football. But if you take their pieces and pick them apart, they have some major glaring flaws. This team.
I mean, if you look at them, they're just like what? I mean, if you look at that Notre Dame game, I mean, wow.
I don't want to look at that Notre Dame game again. It was embarrassing. I hated being a fan. Like, when I was younger, those were the games, and I don't know if you guys ever did this, but those were the games where I would have my jersey on and have my shirt on, and at the end of that game, I would rip my shirt off, and I'm never wearing this shirt again. And I would just storm off to my room, and I'd be so mad. And then I'd have that same shirt back on the next week. like they were going for a national championship.
I just had the image of Edie stomping his feet away while he walked into our room with no shirt on, slamming the door.
Oh, it would
like be a 5-year-old.
Yeah, and no, that's exactly what it would be like. And they were playing well, they were the greatest team ever. And if they were playing poorly, they were the worst team ever, and I didn't want anything to do with them.
That's hilarious. It's like hating your mom while she wouldn't give you the cookie and then running away, and then you love her the next day.
Like nothing ever happened.
Exactly.
Only Pantera would come up with an analogy like that.
Oh, I'm just trying to associate E. Diddy as a 5-year-old. It's hilarious.
He's still the same height. What are you talking about?
Oh, whoa! Wow! I think I've grown a little bit.
3.5 feet tall?
Wow.
You know, I have to get mine in now because he is going to tear me apart later.
Yeah.
Oh, I
y'all
see.
Know this. So I'm getting mine in now.
So how about you guys on your teams? Are you just Homer like McClain and the Cowboys and they're the best team ever? And it's all, come on, stop.
That's just the truth.
That's not the truth. Stop. Can you be honest about your own team?
Yeah, they're the best.
I can be honest.
That's how all Cowboy fans are. No matter what, a true Cowboy fan will think their team is the greatest if they're 0-16.
The Niners have sucked for so long now. And now they're finally doing so good. And I never tried to say that they were good during their crappy years. But now.
Dude, no. You're not a fan.
You're not a fan.
No. Being critical about the team helps them get better. Everybody's been critical about them.
That doesn't work.
Huh?
Being critical doesn't work. Trust me.
Well, it's better than putting a towel over your head and pretending it's not existing.
A towel?
A bag over your head.
I was like, what?
I tried to say a bag over your head. That's what
I'm saying. Okay. Bag to towel. I get it. All right. What about you, Bourne?
I support my team regardless of the fact that we made it to multiple national championships and lost to the same team. Same thing goes with the Browns. I mean, it's different, but we also aren't, I shouldn't speak for everybody else, but I'm not going to be a homer to think that we're national championship bound every year, especially this year because we can't play for anything. So
yeah,
not going to make that.
It's actually impossible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to like Penn State, though.
Penn State?
Why? Why?
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I was trying to give Bourne Penn State to be one of his favorite teams. I'm sorry, Bourne.
My second team would be Valparaiso, who lost to Butler this week. Like
in soccer?
40 what?
In soccer?
No, in football.
Really?
Yeah, it's like D1A, I believe.
I had no idea that they were big enough to put a football team together.
Barely. You go to the games on Saturday mornings, walking down from campus, and there'd be probably, you'd be lucky if you'd get like 300 people there. It's pretty bad.
Wow.
It's like high school games make it look pretty sad, basically.
So wait, there's some high school. Do they offer like scholarships, or is it, you play your own
risk. I think because of their size, they can't offer scholarship at least in football. In basketball, they can.
Yeah, sure.
But not football. So yeah, they lost to Butler this week in football, like 42 to 6 or something like that.
Wow. Yeah, I would have been ripping off my Valpo shirt.
Yeah. I don't own one, so it's probably good for that.
Alright, enough about Michigan. I don't know.
What about the Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
Yeah, what about the Blue Bombers? Is their season still going? Isn't it over by now?
No, not yet.
Oh, my gosh.
They got their first road win of the season.
The misery continues. They got a win?
Yeah, their first road win.
Wow.
So they're 4-10. Season's looking better.
They're 4-10, so the season is almost over. But is are road wins, like, is it a hostile environment in the CFL?
Are there,
no.
They call it a hostile environment? I mean, how many people actually go to the football games there?
Well, it was in Montreal.
Ooh.
Nobody likes them, so. Yeah. It was probably empty.
So, like a normal CFL game.
Whoa. Blue Bombers fans show up.
Do they even broadcast those games on television?
Yeah,
is there a CFL package? Where's the CFL?
Sometimes
red
they
zone?
Put a game on the NFL network.
Oh wow.
It's like one game a week.
I think I'd rather watch 10-year-old NFL game replays than the Blue Bomber.
You
road
watch Michigan.
Game. What?
So you already know you like lower quality.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
Booyah.
Unbelievable and uncalled for. Okay, so the Blue Bombers. They're back on track. They're ending the season strong to kind of catapult them in the 2013.
Yeah, next year. That's our season.
It's all about next year for the Blue Bombers. All right. Let's get into this update. Let's get into the standings first. I want to talk about some of the standings because there is a lot of teams with 3-2 records now. A lot of teams with 3-2 records. And now it's kind of a coin flip of who the best teams are. And the problem I'm having is I'm 3-2, the Rough Riders are 3-2, and teams like the Lazy Kings are 3-2, but we're not equals, right?
Word.
We are not equals. Franchise is 3-2. We're not equals.
Yeah, we're better than you.
No, yeah. No, whoa.
Exactly.
No.
High five, Franchise, up top.
No. So the whole white division is essentially 3-2 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, when we dogged it at the beginning of the season.
they're all beating up on each other. Bowser, Franchise, I'm Not a Racist, Mismanaged Tomatoes, and the Lazy Kings, all 3-2. Although, Borden, like you said, we thought the black division was going to be stacked, but the Brownies in Canada are really letting this division down this year. We were supposed to be the good division, and we kind of have the worst teams in the league, is all I'm saying. Brownies, how do you defend yourself?
Me, you too?
Whoa!
Are you talking about Glover and the Rough
Riders? Well, hold on.
Oh, that's right. You must be looking at power rankings. That's why you think you're better.
Let's just do this with the facts and the stats. The combined record for the Rough Riders, combined wins is 5. 5 wins. It's all right. How many combined wins does Canada have and with the Brownies? Let me count them here. 1, 2. Hold on. Let me look a little. Hold on. Maybe I got to scroll down. That's what I got to do. I got to scroll down to get the. Nope. It still says 2. What's going on, Brownies? 1-4? Really?
Come on. You know I'm the best team.
What?
Come on. Be honest with yourself.
Wow.
I'm being a homer.
According to the standings, you aren't the best team. You and Canada are the worst team, along with Teepas Bros. Teepas Bros.
Those are also 1-4.
Teepas Bros is as good as the Brownies and Canada, and he doesn't do anything. He literally doesn't do anything to his team. No effort. And he is the equal of the Brownies and Canada.
No, but I beat you this week.
You didn't beat me.
I did beat you.
But you didn't beat me. How did you beat me?
If I had a tight end, this is what happened. This is where two of my losses came.
Best end in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't play.
He did play.
He played for like a quarter.
Well,
are you stripping him of his best title then?
Well, he's the best when he's playing.
Oh, that makes sense.
Can't get points if he's not playing.
You shouldn't have taken an
Neither
injury.
Neither Barry Sanders.
That's your fault, Brownies.
No, you just got lucky.
What are you talking about? I didn't get lucky. Arian Foster is Arian Foster. Does anyone dispute that? Does anyone dispute that?
I still almost beat you with Jeremy Curley.
Oh, stop. You didn't beat me. Everyone knew. Look at the votes.
Yeah, right.
Everyone
I bet you were
knew.
Shaking in your boots.
Oh, I wasn't
when you
shaking.
Saw Curley going off.
I was like, oh, wow. I only need, what, 4 or 5 points going into Monday night? I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed early. That's how confident I am. What? It's only 6:30? Phew. I got this in the bag. I don't even got to check the score. How do I set my lineup for next week? That's what I was saying. That's the mood I was in.
If you got one touchdown, you would have been done. Which you almost did, but it got tipped. We caught that. If that ball wasn't tipped, you were done.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm reading these power rankings.
I had basically 2 empty slots on my team, and I was almost the highest scoring team of the week.
Well, who is your other empty slot then?
My quarterback.
Fitzy?
Yeah. Fitzy.
Well, wait a minute. There's a reason why he was a free agent. You do know that, right? Because he's Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course.
Of course I know that.
Well,
I only played him because I didn't have a choice.
You had a choice.
Yes.
I'm not like born over there listening to E. Diddy's advice.
But you did. You listened to my advice instead.
I didn't have a choice. I would have played Romo.
Hey, how many other quarterbacks are available in the free agent pool right now?
Oh, at least, got at Brandon least 5 or 6. Yep.
Come on.
Blaine Gabbert, Russell Wilson. I think these guys are all quarterbacks.
I would not take any of those over.
You could have had Ryan Tannehill, the best rookie quarterback in the NFL.
Jeez, man. Yeah. A lot of them out there. You could have got Rex Grossman.
Sexy Rexy.
Okay, well, I didn't know he was out there. In my defense.
You could have got free agent Mitchell.
I mean, your team is in shambles right now.
I'm not going to lose another game.
Your team is in shambles. First off, you win all Dallas, which is a big mistake. We all know that. We all know that. You're like, all of your primetime players are from Dallas, which is not good.
I have three.
And then your backups are injured or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Not good. Not good at all. And you and I both know that Bradshaw's performance was a complete fluke. Will not happen again. He can't play Cleveland every week.
This is true.
Sorry, no. Brownies. I called it at the beginning of the season. I'm going to call it again now. You're not making the playoffs.
I will finish with a better record than you.
Are you calling
it?
I'm
calling that.
Wow.
And this week, I'm guaranteeing a win.
What? Wait, hold on. Who are you playing? Hold on. Who are you playing?
Me.
I'm playing the team I've never lost to.
It's easy to when you play against all my guys on buys.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, excuses.
You said... Sounds like you last year.
So you agree I'm going to beat you.
Yeah, I do. And as long as Canada says it, this will be a true testament to whether or not his curse is really true or not. Because there's no way he'll choose me to win.
So he's trying to say, dee, 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 dee.
No, he's saying he has no chance of beating me, which I agree with.
Yeah, this week, yes.
So I just heard dee 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 dee.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a fact.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening there. I'm not sure what you're doing.
I didn't bring out the excuse machine.
But I would definitely use it if you have to start Ronnie Hillman. Like next week, yeah. I would be, hey, yeah. I had to start Ronnie Hillman. So we'll see what happens there. Wow. Come on, Brownies. Let's be honest here. If you beat Bourne next week when his entire starting lineup is on bye, that's not a real win.
Not my fault. His bench sucks.
It's not a real
win. Only his running backs are good. His starting wide receivers are terrible, too.
Hold on.
I have the second best tight end when he's playing and healthy.
You mean 1 week?
1 week is playing and healthy.
Second best tight end. Facts don't lie.
Jimmy Graham played 1 week this past week.
And he was terrible.
Yeah, he was.
Just on the 1 week performance. All right, who's next? Let's talk about Brownies got beat down. We all agree. Brownies were exposed.
Yes, your prayers were answered.
Next matchup, Concord Lazy Kings versus Canada.
That?
Squeaked out a 2-point victory.
Whoa.
Somehow.
Squeaked out? What are you talking about? Talking about dominated.
Squeaked dominated. Out a victory. With
dominated the way to victory.
With the
Thank
Jets
you.
D.
Thank you.
I don't understand why you would play the
don't say
Jets
the word
D when you have the Rams D.
Don't say the word. Don't say the letter D around him.
Yeah, poor Rams.
Oh, man.
You escaped with a victory, Concord. Lazy Kings. And
dominated.
You continue to have injured reserve players on your roster.
That's just the temporary thing.
I think it's been all season.
There's
at least
no good players to pick up. There's nobody.
What are you talking about? Look, Rex Grossman
is a franchise. This is where you start playing that music.
Crank it up.
I tried looking for players. There's nobody.
Well, why don't you make some trades then?
Because I don't trade with people because you're all dicks.
Whoa.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Except for Bourne. We already went over this.
Wow. Now, he called us all dicks.
I only call you dicks if I like you, okay?
He called us all dicks because...
If I call you a dick, it's because I like you. Seriously.
Oh. Right. Are you gonna go?
I'm using your logic.
So are you gonna run around and go, waiter, 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 waiter?
No, obviously you are.
So did Canada curse himself in this?
He's just dumb.
No, he's just not good at fantasy football. Because
he sat Donald Brown.
Oh wow.
His best running back.
Sat Donald Brown. I would have never done that.
Wow. Isn't Donald Brown the guy who gets over 15 carries a game for the
Indianapolis? He's consistently around 10 points. His average is like about 10 points a game. So why would you sit him for another guy whose average is like 2? Whatever. I don't know. I'm making up these numbers. Can you tell?
The game shouldn't have been close, but the Lazy Kings are so bad that it was close.
Come on. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Why do you have Jaquizz Rodgers?
Because he's amazing. Jesus Christ. Do I have to spell it out for you guys?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
With Maze.
You got lucky. Admit it. You got lucky.
I wouldn't call a 2-point victory a domination.
It is. It's a domination if you really want to see it.
No, it's not a domination. Stop.
All right, franchise. Speaking of domination.
I'll take what I can get. Thank you very much.
Speaking of domination.
Moving on.
I'm not a racist. Dominated you, franchise.
Oh, let's see.
Whoa.
What?
Look.
Stop that train right there.
Magnifying glass over this.
Stop that train.
11-point victory. I mean, that's pretty dominating.
Yeah, and I had 2 players go out.
Well, he didn't even play. One of his players didn't even play. Ben Tate. So he beat you with 1 less player. You had a full roster and he didn't.
Yeah, I had 2 players get injured. Amendola got injured in, what, the 2nd quarter?
He also didn't have Greg Little playing either. Or no, wait a minute. Yeah, he beat you with 2 people out there.
Wow.
Greg Little did play.
Yeah, he did. He just didn't get to catch it.
He's just great.
Yeah, he got 0 points, though.
Well, he's just on the Browns.
He was there.
It's just the Browns receiver.
Stop.
He's a Browns receiver. They don't throw to their receivers. He throws their running back.
Or they just get sacked.
And you didn't play Michael Crabtree.
A couple years
Why didn't you play Michael Crabtree?
Because he's been a bum all year, and I thought he was going to be a bum again. So I was like, okay, I'll just sit him down. And then he goes off, and I'm like, oh, you fucking dick. So now Crabtree is in. Amendola is out. Amendola got...
What about Randall Cobb? Why didn't you play him?
Again, Randall Cobb wasn't feeling it.
Well, but Greg Jennings is out.
What are you going to do about Bob Griffin?
Woo! Griffin got hurt in what, the 3rd quarter?
He had 91 yards in the 3rd quarter. Wow, he was having a breakout game, wasn't he?
Did you guys hear anything about any of the reports about him when they were talking with him after the hit?
Yeah, they said he didn't know any. He didn't know what quarter it was. He didn't
or
know
the score or anything. Score.
Yeah, he didn't know anything.
So he's an out for the season. That was a career ender.
Nah, he's back. He'll be back. If he doesn't play this week, he'll play next week. But I'm not going to chance it.
Well, what are you going to do, though? Christian Ponder?
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
He's going to have an awesome game. He's playing against the Washington Redskins secondary. He'll be able to dominate them.
Your team is hurting right now, franchise. Your big-time trade is injured. Your savior quarterback is injured, and you're starting Michael Crabtree. That's not a recipe for success. I'm just saying.
Well, they said they got it down that New York Giants have a really soft secondary, and Crabtree's going to have a really good day. Put it on the board.
All right. He called it, or somebody called it for him. All right, next matchup is Team Chuck Norris versus Aeschylus Galabra. And this was close for a minute, right, Bourne? Yep. I mean, I was following it, and I saw the scores.
I think until about Sunday night, right?
Yeah. It was like neck and neck, and who's going to take it. And JT just pulled away, even though he started Chris Johnson.
Yep.
Like, what is... Gosh, he just needs to retire. Can we just retire? Just go away from football. You're not good for football. He's done, washed up. I don't know what happened against Houston. They must have let him do that. That must have been a game plan thing, right?
Maybe.
That's the only explanation. And what about your team? I mean,
I'm not too worried yet. I got a I'll probably look to start talking with this, a couple people to make some type of move to see what I've got here. I can't really make a trade right now because some of the guys I was thinking of playing I need for the bye, so to make some points, basically. So.
Well, at least you have Philip Rivers, because who knows what's going on with Cam Newton right now.
What's our trading deadline? Do you happen to know offhand?
I can look it up as you talk about your team.
Yeah, so who knows? With all Aaron Hernandez, he's possibly going to come back. They were kind of teasing it all last week. I thought maybe he was going to get in this weekend, but it didn't happen until the very last minute. It seemed to be something that the Patriots were kind of using against the Broncos, so they say. Andre Brown went down with a concussion, so that was another questionable whether or not I'll be able to trade him at the point unless he plays. So hopefully Bradshaw's performance was fluky and that they're going to get Brown a little bit.
Oh, so that is why. Well, that is why he got all the carries then.
Brown doesn't even get carries.
No. Yeah, especially because he had a concussion.
He didn't get a carry and he got a concussion without any carries.
It all makes sense now.
He's a bench warmer.
Bradshaw gets all the carries when the backups have concussions.
He's not even the backup anymore because David Wilson did so well.
That's the stat. Because
he dried his tears.
He's the new Derek Ward.
Whoa.
Wait, do you have a Derek, you have a secret Derek Ward love or something? Wow. All right, trading deadline is November 21st at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, so you have plenty of time to make some moves. Hopefully you survive till then or before then. I don't know. 2-3.
Hopefully I'm still looking better. Yeah.
We're going to talk.
Plenty of teams make the playoffs this year. You can be bad. Just don't be brownie bad because you probably won't make the playoffs if you're brownie
bad. Yeah, I'm on the bubble for playoffs right now, so we'll see.
From the chat, JT is saying that his team hurt the brownies and you're 0-4 since. Is that the only team you've beaten is JT?
I don't know. Who loses to JT?
What?
You know. He's got to have some soft victories.
Wow.
Let me see who he's beaten. Okay. He was 0-3 a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, he
beat the Rough Riders. Oh, that's a free win.
Come on, stop.
He beat Glabra. Come on.
Wow.
It's almost easier.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So he's got an easy stretch in his schedule right now. And next he's got Team Canada, so that's 3 free wins. Pretty good.
Okay, next matchup, let's see here. Straight Trash Homie versus T-Biz Bros. A free win for Straight Trash, because Bros hasn't set their lineup, at least. Everyone played.
I thought he did. No, he didn't, because Nix is still in.
Yep. At least everyone kind of played. So, maybe by the end of the season, he'll have a team that might, bracket buster, right?
Ooh.
Straight Trash Homies. What did they do? Anything good? I mean, Victor Cruz got 3 fluky touchdowns. The Panthers D, that's kind of what happens whenever anyone's playing Seattle, is your defense is going to do well that day because of the type of game that Seattle plays. I don't know. They have a bad team, right? 2 bad teams. One team that doesn't set their lineup and one...
They scored 97.
Yeah, but...
That's one of the best performances of the week.
Yeah, but Victor Cruz, 3 touchdowns, come on. That's not going to happen all the time.
No, because you know how he does. He has a good game, and he has a zero game, and he has a good game, and he has a zero game.
On again, off again.
Yeah, so,
He played he listened to you and made the mistake of playing Torrey Smith.
Ooh, yeah. Don't start Torrey Smith. Come on. Come on. Really? Against Kansas City's D? Are you kidding me? Even I wouldn't do that.
Against Kansas City's D?
Yeah, against Kansas City's D. 3 for 38. 3 catches for 38 after going off the last 2 weeks. Kansas City's D shut him down. Who knew? Huh? Who knew? All right, last matchup is the Mismanaged Tomatoes versus Team PSAccess.com. And thank goodness PS Access shut down the Tomatoes.
Wait a minute, it's no longer PS Addiction?
No. Oh, is it? I'm never going to remember that. I'm sorry, Bowser. I'm never going to remember that. Because
you can't call it a gay
I'm never going to remember that. Sorry, you should have not went PSA anything. You should have just a PlayStationWorld.com.
PlayStation World.
Yeah, PlayStationWorld.com. But Bowser had pretty good performance. The fumble machine came back 16 points. Brandon Marshall being Brandon Marshall. Pretty solid top to bottom. Let me check his bench here. Okay, nothing going on in the bench. Now, mismanaged tomatoes. Why would you start Joe Flacco against Kansas City's D? That makes no sense. When you have Alex Smith on your bench, right? Nobody's with me?
What is the classic mistake of listening to you? Should have learned. Hopefully he learned his lesson.
He should always do the opposite of what he did, he says.
I mean, everyone knows Alex Smith versus Buffalo is straight points.
That's money.
Yeah.
How many points did Alex Smith get?
28.
28.
It's not bad.
Yeah. He would have won his matchup if he would have started Alex Smith.
Hmm.
Instead, he started Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's the best quarterback in the league.
Well.
Wow.
Sometimes you gotta play the numbers. And he should have started the second best quarterback in the league.
Tim Tebow?
Yeah, Tim Tebow.
Just so it shows how mismanaged he is.
Yep. You know, everyone continue to beat tomatoes. Just continue to beat him. Do whatever you can. Make trades. Collude. No, I didn't. No, don't collude. But do whatever it takes to beat.
He could have played Matt Schwab and gotten more points.
Yeah. You wouldn't have won, but you would have got more points.
Matt who?
Matt Schwab.
Matt Schwab.
Who the hell is Matt Schwab?
You don't know who Matt Schwab is?
Schwab.
Do you put Matt Schwab in your ear?
Uh-huh.
And clean out the earwax?
In my belly button.
It's Schwab, you clown. Get out of here.
All right. Big time matchups next week. I only want to talk about the big time. There's just a few here. Galabra versus the Brownies. One really bad team and the Brownies, and one team that's trying to avoid being really bad.
Did we already go over all the current week matchup?
Yeah, we did them all.
Yeah.
You didn't do the Buns.
Oh, I didn't.
Wait, 5-0 Buns.
Who did they? Oh, yeah, I did miss them. Bums versus WinRAR. Bums continue to put up a lot of points, beating every team in their path. 93 this week. WinRAR starting bye week player. I don't know if that's his thing because he changed his lineup for this week. And it includes a bye week wide receiver. Because
that's just his thing?
That might be his thing.
His signature move.
Yeah. And if David Wilson didn't get that fluky touchdown in that game. Yeah, but
Vincent Jackson we know is not going to get a fluky touchdown.
It was almost the right move. That David Wilson fluky touchdown made it look like a bad move, but David Wilson had no points though up to that point.
But he had a chance to get a fluky touchdown. That's more than Vincent Jackson.
I guess. But a fluky touchdown makes it look like a terrible decision. But up to that point, it wouldn't have mattered. And he did it again this week. And I'm looking at our matchup because he's playing me. And I'm like, this might be your best decision for the team that you have. So even though let's take a look here because he's playing the Rough Riders.
I hear a troll.
What? And Michael Bush is on bye, but he can't play Peyton Hillis, right?
Why would you put Michael Bush in anyway?
He can't play because Forte is back.
Oh wait, Starks is going to be the starter in Green Bay.
Is that confirmed?
Benson got injured.
Is that confirmed?
That is confirmed. Yeah.
So he should play Starks.
I thought they were still debating between him and Green.
Yeah, it is. May get the start. So it's not confirmed. David Wilson?
Yeah, but we know Michael Bush won't be starting.
But look, what's going to happen, and I know this is going to happen, is it's going to have zeros and negatives like he has every week on his bench.
Well, next week Chicago's on a bye anyway, so maybe that's his signature move this next week then.
Yeah. You convinced me.
Okay.
Playing Michael Bush is the right move.
It's the right move. So, I mean, I got a free win here because he's starting a guy on a bye. Plus,
only one player. He could still beat you.
No, well, I have all my players back. Matt Staffy's back.
Yeah, so he could still beat you.
Antonio Brown, Reggie Wayne. I mean, Reggie Wayne is, like, the best wide receiver in the NFL right now. I already have the best running back. Michael the Burner Turner, all he does is score touchdowns lately. I mean, and Dolphins D against Seattle, or St. Louis. My only issue is I have a kicker that can't make field goals. So.
You know, it's not your only issue.
Well, what else? What other issues do I have?
Fred Davis?
No, Fred Davis is good.
He's an issue.
No, he's not an issue. He's a non-issue.
Stafford?
Non-issue. Ever since his fluky three-interception game, look at those stats.
You're starting Manningham. That's a pretty big issue.
No. They're going to be throwing all the time against the
What happened
Giants.
To Daniel Thomas? What's Get that? Him back in there.
No. I don't trust him. I can't play him. My only coin flip is Ogletree or Manningham.
Well, what about Titus Young?
Oh, I can't start Titus Young. Not against those cornerbacks.
So who can you start Titus Young against?
I would have started him in week 5 if I had thought about it. Signature move. All right, next matchup. Let's see.
Wait, is a signature move starting Titus Young?
Signature move. T-Piss NFL Bums versus I've Got a Racist. Bums hasn't set their lineup yet. And they
Bums needs a new kicker, too.
Ooh.
And Williams is on IR now.
Good.
What happened to Billy Cundiff?
He got released.
For missing kicks?
Missing too many kicks, yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
I'm surprised he's still in the league, actually.
I guess when you
Well, miss- he plays for the Redskins, so he's barely in the league.
He's not really in the league.
That's like a D team.
It's like the practice squad for the Blue Bombers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really
Maybe he's on his way there.
That's really low. What about, Hartline came back down to earth.
Hey, he did it. I got a guy that's asking if he can call into the show.
Who?
Who? The man, the myth, the legend.
B. Smith?
Tomater?
Tomato.
Chance Butters?
Butters, yeah, Butters, no.
Canada?
No.
Guy in the cardboard box?
No, he doesn't know anything about football. He cuts himself with razor blades at work.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strangely, you know that, but all right.
Okay, wait. Let's get through these matchups and then he can call in. So, I'm not a racist.
Ladies rape babies?
I'm not a racist. T-Piss NFL Bums. I'm gonna go with, the Bums here. Let's keep it going. Let's keep this thing going. Let's look like a fraudulent, undefeated team. Let's do that so I can beat you next week. Team Canada versus Team Chuck Norris. Canada looking really bad, but Chuck Norris doesn't have a quarterback. So, and there isn't much to choose from, as we went over earlier. So, let's give Canada the curse and vote for them. He did a curse on that one. Lazy Kings, you get a free win because you're playing straight trash, homie.
I'm already making some free agency players. I just got a couple of them. I'm waiting on the waiver priority, waiver wire.
I hope you dropped your injured reserves instead of...
I did.
Good. You've learned. You're making strides.
And I dropped Santana Moss for a different running back.
Did you drop Mark Sanchez yet?
No.
Wow. You haven't learned.
You're just trying to get me to drop him so you can pick him up?
No.
Yeah. You got him.
Wow.
Come on, the Sanch.
No, not the Sanch. Well,
he wasn't born yesterday. Did he?
Yeah. Try to pull the wool over my eyes. Shame on me.
No, he was trying to pull the wiener over your eyes.
No,
what? What'd you say?
I wasn't trying to do that. Next matchup, Franchise versus the mismanaged Tomatoes. Franchise, you're going to pull this out? I mean, you have an injured rookie quarterback, and plus you're starting Michael Crabtree, so.
It's doubtful.
Very doubtful.
It's going to happen.
You're calling it? Are you guaranteeing a win?
I'm guaranteeing a win.
Hope you don't get the Canada curse on you. We already talked a little about Glauber versus the Brown Bomb or the Mexico Brownies,
which somebody voted for me, by the way, and it wasn't me.
I'm not telling who it was.
I know who it was.
I know who it was.
You don't know.
Anyway,
I know who it was.
What's gonna happen here? I mean, a lot of bye weeks for both teams.
I'll get players put in the slots, but I'm not too concerned about this one. I don't really expect much on my end anyway at this point during the week.
Yeah, me too. I don't expect much from him.
But you still have Romo in your starting lineup.
Yeah, I get Romo back, so I'll get more than 3 points.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, Romo's terrible.
He is terrible.
We'll see.
Nobody likes Romo.
Nope.
No, there's just a lot of haters.
No,
he's just bad.
Yeah, he's just bad.
Why do the Dallas Cowboys hate him so much? You know Cowboys fans really hate him.
Like real Cowboys fans,
he blows
fans,
goats.
Right?
That's why they hate him.
You know, there's only 1 week so far that Fitzpatrick has not beat Romo.
And that was last week.
That?
The bye week?
No, he beat him in the bye week.
Oh,
actually.
That's true, because Romo had zero.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to count the bye week. That's why I said that was the only week.
It'll be interesting to see how the rest of that plays out. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm. I think it's a mistake starting Romo over Fitzy. It is the Dallas defense. You've been warned. That's all I'm saying.
What does that mean?
You've been warned.
You He's not playing against the Dallas defense.
Oh, I mean the Ravens defense. The Ravens defense. PSAddiction.com versus T-Piss Bros. A free win for Bowser because the T-Piss Bros continue to not set their lineup. Good luck with that, Bros. You're out of here next year. You're not invited back.
Bye week players are bad anyways.
Doesn't matter.
There's a chance that Nix is coming back this week.
But can he make up for Gold and Stewart being on bye? Well, Stewart.
Gold, yes. Maybe not Stewart. But didn't he win 1 week with playing Stewart? And Stewart didn't do anything?
It would have been his only week he won. Let me see here. Let's see. T-Piss Bros. I'm going to go back to that week and see.
He didn't give him a get out of here.
Hold on. I'm going to check. Oh, he beat the Tomatoes. Everyone beats them. No, Stewart had 12 points.
Oh, okay.
He had a complete lineup that week. The week he won, he had a complete lineup.
You got to give him a get out of here.
And he had a lot of smack talk that week. A lot of...
Who was he smack talking?
I don't know. He was smack talking himself, I guess. Because there's like four or five in a row.
He psyched him out. He psyched himself out to not any, to change his lineup at all for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Wow. He was really invested.
I really don't belong here.
Nate Burleson, cats and balls.
Is that confusing, Cat?
It might be the same person. Okay, that's it. So let's bring on this special guest real quick so we can finish up.
We got picks figured out this week?
Yep, I have the teams already. I just want to, one quick thing. Yeah, I have the games already picked for the pick-ems. The power rankings, McLean, that you put together, are you serious with this right now?
Hello?
Are you serious with this right now? Hold on, Sponge. Just real quick.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Hold on real... I just got to ask McLean a few questions. Are you serious with this power rankings? Are these legit?
Yes, I think so. I mean, this is like preseason where I wasn't ready. This is like preseason power rankings, but they count.
Okay, so these...
Are you going to play that music franchise?
It's like college football when Michigan schedules all those easy teams early. Because it's like their preseason, but they count.
But they still lose?
Yeah. This is me playing Appalachian State.
So everyone agrees, or pretty much agrees, that the Bums, they haven't lost a game. They're probably the best team as of week 5.
What happened to Diddy? Did we lose him?
Yeah.
We all agree on dumping Knee Diddy.
Oh, no, I can hear you still. No, I can hear everyone.
We can still hear you.
No, I can still hear everyone.
Okay.
I might have been gone to you.
Why did you not complete your thought?
Wait, I might have been gone to you, but you guys are not gone to me. So the Bums are probably the best team. I agree. And Bowser is pretty good. But Straight Trash Homie, are you serious right now? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What's wrong with him?
What do you mean what's wrong with him? What's his record? Let's go with the facts here. What's his record?
No, what's wrong with him?
His team is terrible.
He's going to get beat by Needham next
game,
week. That's
he's one game behind all you 3-2s.
What are you talking about?
One game out of second place.
Wow. Wow. Really?
So what is wrong with him?
He scored 412 total points. One of the lowest in the league. Just so you know. I mean, if we're looking at the facts here.
Well, that's because Wes Welker and Victor Cruz suck.
That's pretty bad.
And they don't suck anymore.
Wow. Wow.
I've lost all faith in you, McClain.
You had a slow start to the season.
That's one, okay? That's the one, that's the first glaring flaw of these. The second, mismanaged tomatoes. Really?
Come on.
Come on. Really?
Come on.
You don't understand how bad the league is.
What do you mean?
We should None of you guys are any good.
This Power Rankings job.
Guess where Mismanaged Tomatoes ranks in terms of points forced? He's right there with Straight Trash Homie. They don't score any points.
Points forced?
Points forced.
Oh, I didn't look at the points forced.
Wow. So these are incomplete Power Rankings because you didn't take all the facts into consideration.
I didn't know that existed.
Wow.
McClain, why don't you do your job?
Yeah, read... How about this?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Let me fix these for you, okay?
That's a lot
don't
of points.
Do your job. Somebody else will do it for you.
Let's put the Rough Riders at three. Whoa. Let's put the Rough Riders at three. Take Straight Trash Homie and put him at seven. And then I think you have a decent power rankings. Because
the Rough Riders only have power
rankings.
Players.
The Rough Riders have scored 444 points this season.
Is that points four?
Yes.
Okay.
That's for top five in the league. That means
you only have two good players.
No. Who? Reggie Wayne?
Reggie Wayne and Arian Foster.
And Matt Stafford.
No.
And Dolphins defense. You forgot those two. So I have four great teams.
Oh. Anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. What's happening? Am I the host of this call? Oh, no. Well, it looks like the TPS NFL update is over. Hello?
It's not getting funnier.
What's happening?
You got to pay your internet bill.
No, I'm not
the host.
Is
somebody streaming Netflix over there?
I'm not the host.
You're the only one that's been having issues with Skype, man.
But I'm not the host.
I'm the host, and I
have... Yeah, we're still on. You're just the one getting disconnected.
Yeah, it's you. It's not me.
Can you hear everyone else?
Yes. We were talking. We were like, where is he Diddy? He's like, we don't know. And then, you know, he's like, are you recording or is he Diddy recording? Like, I was like, he Diddy's recording. I'm not. But I have my Audacity up. I could have recorded.
No. It's fine. I just ended the show. And now I'm going to unend it because I'm still recording. All right. SpongeBobbies, say something.
Yo.
Say something.
Hi, guys. Wait, I sounded like Pantera there. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, TPS of the NFL is coming to a close soon. Am I correct?
We're about halfway through.
Halfway through. So that's what, four more weeks to go?
Oh, no. We've got plenty of weeks to go.
We're not even halfway through.
Probably 10 weeks to go.
We're only at week five.
Oh, okay. Well, TPSN NBA League. When is this going to start?
The draft is at the end of October.
Okay.
So we're good, what, 3 weeks away? Before NBA kicks in?
Are you guys doing the draft wearing Halloween costumes?
No.
What would that matter?
No?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Perfect. All right, well, the reason why I wanted to get on the call. You know I'm a big NBA fan, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
And before I continue, F you, Time Warner. I couldn't watch my preseason game because of you effers won't release.
Why are you saying F first?
Yeah.
I don't want to cuss. There's kids in my car.
B. Smith isn't here. What you want to say.
Mother
Big Fudgers.
Motherfucker, fuck
Whoa.
You, Time Warner, Dick Licker, cocksucker.
Whoa, there's kids in the
this
car. There's
Spikers
kids in the
not
car.
Garbage cans, sir.
Wow.
I can't watch my Laker games until they come to agreements with either Dish Network or whoever I want. And I can't watch I didn't get to see my preseason game because those
bleeping bleepers. Bleep, bleepity, bleep.
I can't even talk
those
to you.
Beep, beep, beep. Mamones, hijo de su pinche madre. They won't let it happen. But anyways, I'm a big NBA fan. I think the only sport out there that's worth watching, spending money on, spending time on is basketball, NBA. So, for the winner of the T-Piston NBA Fantasy League. I'm willing to put up $100. Winner gets to buy anything they want at the NBAstore.com. You tell me what you want. The winner, let's say Pantera, you win, and you want this $100 jersey that says, I love
Pantera's
wieners.
Not in the league.
I want to be in the league now.
He's not in.
Well, can I be in the league?
Do you even have an NBA team?
He's gonna.
I can have one now.
He's gonna have the Golden State.
San Francisco Wieners.
He's gonna have the Golden State Warriors.
So
the State Warriors.
So the winner of the T-Piston NBA Fantasy League gets to pick anything they want off that site. All you have to do is tell me what you want. I'll order it and I'll mail it out to you. So, Franchise, if you win, what would you pick?
I'd pick a nice Lakers jersey.
Gross.
With Franchise on the back.
What? You would ruin a Lakers jersey?
That's right.
It better be worth under $100.
How about if I split the difference with you?
That's fine, dude. I'll give you the 100, and you, if it's 250, you're putting 150 bucks more. So.
Hey, that works for me.
John McClane, what would you get if you win? Which I highly doubt, but what would you get?
Dallas Mavericks 2013 NBA championship shirt and cap.
Is that the ones they throw away because they didn't win? Is that the ones
that
go
ones to that they give to the poor kids in
the
Ethiopia?
Third world countries?
In China.
Yeah, that's the one that they give to the poor kids in Ethiopia when they lose.
Diddy.
Yeah.
What would you buy? What would you get?
Well, hold on. I'm looking here. And there's a lot of great stuff at the NBA store. I mean.
What's the store page?
NBA.com/store.
Duh.
Yeah, it is. It worked.
You didn't know.
Who else is on the call?
Franchise, Pantera,
what would I get?
He said, we already talked about you. We talked about you getting the Golden State Wiener shirt.
Oh, I forgot about that.
No, this is what I would get. They're called Bleacher Creatures. Check them out.
A Speedo.
Wiener shirt.
Bleacher Creatures. They're like that's stuffed animal basketball players. No, they look so amazing. They're like, what, 14-inch plush LeBron doll? Come on, who doesn't want that? Get that Linsanity version too.
So that's what I'm gonna go home and look that up.
Yeah, look it up. It's right on the front page.
Wow, that's racist.
You'll see it. Bleacher Creatures.
Bleacher Creatures, right?
Bleacher Creatures at NBA.com/store.
Why is the Jeremy Lin one on sale?
What's up with that?
It's the Knicks version, that's why.
He's a Houston Rocket now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Bleacher Creatures. These things look so terrible.
Kobe doesn't even look like Kobe.
Oh, man. Yeah, that doesn't look like Kobe. Actually, none of these. They all look the same. Look, they all have the same nose, except for LeBron.
Whoa.
Whoa, what?
Hey,
racist.
That's true, though. Except for LeBron. Wow. They turned his sideways.
Is LeBron's hairline still on the back of his head?
He has a double.
You can't see it.
He has a double. Funny.
He wears his headband like a halo.
LeBron looks more like Juwanna Howard, actually.
Like Juwanna, man? All right, guys. Well, that's what I wanted to call in. Winner of T-Piston NBA Fantasy League gets to pick anything they want, $100 worth off the NBA store, sponsored by me,
SpongeBob,
Bobby Esponja, and the Everything Burrito podcast.
All right. Well, thanks, Sponge.
No problemo.
We appreciate your money.
Oh, and another thing, no one has submitted a pumpkin carving to me. So if either one of you guys do it, you guys are ready to win $50.
Okay, what's the deadline for that? The deadline for that is October 24th?
27th.
October 27th. Create a pumpkin that is PlayStation, Boom Podcast, or BZT themed.
Anything themed. It doesn't have to be a podcast logo. It can be anything. You can do Pantera barbecuing wieners or camping. Anything like that.
I can carve a tent out of my pumpkin.
You can carve a freaking, it doesn't matter. It has to be anything related to both communities, which is T-Piss and Battle Club Gaming, and just submit it to me on Twitter at TPSSSpongeBobbies. Actually, TPSSponge with hashtag TPS. What is it? TPSOLantern? TPSSOLANTRNE, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good way for everybody to know.
Check the retweets.
Can I get one of those little tiny pumpkins and submit that?
If you like tiny wieners, yes.
I said pumpkins.
Like I said,
are we thinking about are you thinking about that a little bit too much?
Stop. Host from podcast, you can also enter.
Host eligible.
Did he do it?
All right, October 27th.
He did. He's gonna do it.
Price. Deadline.
Oh yeah, definitely.
October 31st, I'll tweet the winner.
I thought all the podcasts get to choose who wins.
Well, if I only get one, it doesn't matter. If I get more than, let's say I get five.
I want to get my 2 cents in there.
Well, if I get more than four, because there's four podcasts, if I get more than four entries, then I'll let the podcast pick their favorite. If I get less than four, then I'm gonna pick the favorite, okay?
Hey, you're the one sponsoring your rules.
Don't do it. That's one more chance of someone else winning.
I'm terrible at carving pumpkins.
Even better, do it with a real sharp knife. Make sure your hand's in front of it.
I can carve my hand out on the pumpkin. How about that?
Carve it with your wiener.
Okay. All
right, guys.
All right,
I'm out of here. Take it easy. Thanks for the podcast, guys.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Peace.
All right, now time for our pick-ems. And if you're following along at home, let's see. Butter's got two more right this week, and everyone else who filled it out correctly got one. Filled out one correctly, except for McLean. McLean got zero.
Well, Canada filled it out too, right?
Hold on. I'm looking here. I don't know if he figured it out or if he didn't. No, see, I can't click on it. Hold on here. Week 5, right?
Can you click on mine?
No, he didn't actually fill it out.
He didn't fill it out. He sat through with us, but he didn't fill it out.
He didn't fill it out. Nope. He did not fill it out. Did you fill it out, McLean?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure that I'm not just looking at this wrong and I can actually see. So McLean, you got zero, cause you're just bad at picking football games, or what's going on?
I don't know. What were last week's games?
You picked the Steelers, you picked the Redskins, you picked the Broncos, and you picked the
Texans. I picked one less game right than everyone else. So it's not a big difference.
So we're
all bad.
What you're saying is you were the worst, though. Is that what you're saying?
Which one did you get right?
What do you mean?
Falcons over Redskins. I had the Redskins.
Wow, really?
Which they would have won if Bob Griffin hadn't been a big baby.
Maybe you should. Does he have a Twitter? Tweet at him to man up.
He does. Yes, he does.
You want me to tweet him for you?
Yeah, tweet him. Man up.
I'm going to stop being a punk.
You see Andrew Luck going out? I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's here in Waco right now. You want me to go to Baylor down there and talk to him a little bit?
Yeah.
How do you know he's in Waco?
He's following the tweets.
Dude.
He stalks him?
Why the hell would I stalk anybody? I'm not you, wiener boy.
Come on, you're a stalker. You know it.
Yeah.
All right. All right,
what are the picks?
This week's pick-ems. Detroit Lions at Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia -5.5. -5.5. Bourne, who do you got?
Wait, which game?
Detroit at Philadelphia.
Lions at Eagles.
You got the Eagles?
Oh, no, wait. Let me see here.
-5.5. And this is easy for me. It's the Eagles versus the Lions.
Has anybody guessed any of these things correctly?
I'm gonna pick the Eagles.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the Eagles too.
Oh wow. McLean, fix this. Come on.
What's the spread?
-5.5. Eagles are -5.5.
I think I'm gonna go... Who's everyone picking?
They all picked the Eagles.
Eagles.
And you haven't picked?
Nope.
I think I'm gonna go Lions.
Yeah!
I'm going to go Lions to only lose by 4.
Wow. Really? Lions are winning this game outright, so this is the easiest one of all of them.
Yeah, the Lions are going to lose by 2 points.
Stop.
That's been the point. That's been how much the Eagles have won by this year.
Two.
Two.
Alright. Next matchup is the Dallas Cowboys at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore minus 3.5. Another really easy game. McLean? Come on.
Why are you going to me first?
Come on, McLean. Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens. Ravens minus 3.5. Do the right thing.
I think I'm going to go Cowboys.
Wow, what a surprise. What a surprise. All right, franchise.
I'm going to go Ravens.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. But they're going to be Baltimore this week.
Born?
Ravens.
Oh, yeah, that's
we're going to say Dallas.
That's an easy one. All right, next one is...
Who'd you go with, P. Diddy?
I went with Baltimore also.
Okay.
New England Patriots at the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks plus 3.5. Franchise, let's start with you.
What happened?
New England Patriots at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks plus 3.5.
Patriots, because they're going to be hungry. I was just reading this tweet. I'm sorry. It said, RG3 clear to practice with the Redskins on Wednesday.
Don't start him. You've been warned. McClain?
How much the spread?
Plus 3.5. Seahawks are getting 3.5.
I'm going to go New England.
Really? Born?
Patriots, not close.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going Seahawks. Come on. Don't underestimate the Seahawks, okay?
Don't underestimate Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Pete.
Wait, where are they playing at?
In Seattle.
At Seattle.
Ooh. Okay, I'm switching.
Yeah.
I'm going to Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going to Seattle with that one.
Wow. Wow, what
all
a bunch
of flip-floppers. All they have to do is win by 4.
A bunch of flip-floppers.
Okay, I'm going Patriots.
And last game is the New York Giants at the San Francisco 49ers.
I switched my mind. I'm going to Seattle.
San Francisco minus 5.5.
Whoa. Come 49ers. On. By 10?
Really?
I think doubling there.
This is a revenge game for the Giants. I'm going Giants here.
How's this a revenge game?
Yeah, wait, why is it a revenge game?
What do you mean? The 49ers are like the new version of the Giants.
The Giants knocked out the 49ers last year in the playoffs. So it should be revenge for the Niners. The
Niners?
No, but they know that. The Giants know that, and they're going to get revenge.
They're going to get revenge before the 49ers came?
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
Up them.
Yep. Come on, McLean. You know it.
Yeah. You're right. I'm going Giants.
You're changing your vote.
Board, what do you got?
I'll say the 49ers.
Okay. All right. Franchise, did you already pick?
Oh, yeah, I said the 49ers.
All right, I'm going to let Pantera pick this one. Come on, Pantera. Giants or 49ers?
What was the question?
Who's playing again?
Wait a minute. How did all these other people get on here?
Yeah, seriously, how did this happen?
I just looked over here, and all of a sudden, there's like 2 extra people in here.
Zapata.
How did B. Smith get on
Whoa,
here?
Oh, B. Smith? Is that you?
Hold on, my wife's telling you something, Zapata. She wants to know what the next pick is, Zapata.
There is no more picks. We went through the picks.
Oh. That's on me.
Alright, Tomato, since you're on here, you have 2 minutes to say something. And that's it. I don't care what you say. You got 2 minutes.
Got 2 minutes. Alright, I just wanna call out Aeschylus Glabra for being shit.
Wow.
Other than that, not much.
I guess I do care Glabra's what you have to say.
Glabra's been sucking it up this year. He's at like what? Like
2-3.
Yeah, that is. 2-3.
What the hell?
Zapata, I'm sending you a telepathic message.
I can hear it.
Yeah. No, but he lost to Chuck Norris. this last week who's still starting Chris Johnson.
I can't do anything about that.
Is this going on the podcast?
Okay, your 2 minutes is up. Canada.
Okay.
You have 2 minutes to say what you want to say.
Jesus. I don't need 2 minutes.
Canada.
He's stealing your 2 minutes.
I've put up a poll in the
This is my 2 minutes.
Hey, you're letting them steal your 2 minutes.
I just want to say we should ban Team Canada from talking in Smash. It's stupid. For 0-7 when he picks them.
Is that true? Is that a real stat? Is that a real stat?
That is a stat.
0-7 when Canada picks the winner?
0-7. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta keep testing it though, Canada.
Yeah.
Not on mine.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna lose this week. I am so dead.
But see, you're trying to self-curse yourself. You're trying to curse yourself into a win, and you know what that means.
Reverse curse.
It means you reversed curse yourself.
Well, whatever, guys. You guys, I think this has gone on long enough, okay?
No, you've gone on long enough. You've been in this league ruining our fantasy football for long enough. You can take a seat. You can take a seat.
I don't know what to say about the Mexican brownies. I mean, are they really as bad as my team? Is your team really as bad as mine?
No.
Yeah, you guys are the worst.
Last week was unlucky. Do you realize that the only team to return a kickoff for a touchdown was the Jets, and I lost to that team? Do you guys realize that? That's bad luck. Okay, my running backs got 4 points all combined.
Wow. That's not bad luck. That's shit.
Okay.
Start
all right.
Jackie battle.
We'll be back next week for some more TPS NFL update. Here's a rap song for you.
Mater, so 12.
I'm sorry, B. Smith.
Fantasy football rap over some brain tracks. It's Foster's for beer, so why you sipping on packs? I got the first pick, but even worse than that, I got diarrhea right before my fantasy draft. Should I shock the world and grab CJ2K? If he's holding out, then the answer is no. I'd rather go AP, AD, all day, or Andre Johnson. That's what I say. I could go Mike Vick, but shit, I have to go to my pick and say, I'm sorry, bitch, but I would never do that. Do that. Hella ugly like Dion Fuss before the do-rag. I chose AP over Foster. Now it's on to the second pick of my roster. I'd rather smoke a blunt than a bow. Get high and find me somewhere over the rainbow. I'm in a mock draft, even at the party. What's my team name? Not too shabby. Got the best team, and I'm on one. And my sleepers, they are home runs. Stacking shoulder, made of recycled paper. If Payton takes one hit, then he'll turn to vapor. A backup quarterback might be my savior. Playing my games with the trades like Dr. Xavier. Should I go with Frank Gore or draft McFadden first? And everyone's scared of Hillis cause of the Madden curse. I enter the draft without any doubts, cause I visit the best site, Fantasy Couch. Ugh!